Here they come down the main straightaway for the completion of the first lap.
12, brother, with the Pat O'Connor as the chauffeur. Freddie Agabation right after him in second position. Freddie Agabation crowning the leader. Pat O'Connor as they go into the turn to the west side of the track. First lap at 136 miles an hour. Second lap unofficially at a speed of right at 141 miles an hour. 141 miles an hour on that second lap. And your leader is Pat O'Connor. Second was Eddie Sachs in car number 88. And third that time by Freddie Agabation. Car number 14, the low seal fast.
By the fifth lap, Ruttman in the John Zink Special number 52 pulls up to race wheel to wheel with O'Connor.
And Ruttman now in second position. Eddie Sachs in third, Freddie Agabation in fourth. And in fifth position, car number 9 was Sam Hanks. Sam Hanks is in fifth position now.
The lead is traded back and forth three times. Ruttman finally got a secure lead on O'Connor, and Paul Russo's moving up fast. Here they come by the southeast turn at 10 laps or 25 miles.
Second behind Troy Ruttman, O'Connor third, Agabation fourth, Hanks fifth.
The speed at 10 laps, 139.421 miles per hour. Mike McGill, number 77, tried to make a pit stop, the first one in the race, had brake trouble and was unable to stop the first time around, then had to go around again because of the rule that requires the cars to stop within the areas of their respective pits. The second time around, McGill still overshot the pits. He was pushed back by his crew.
39.749. At 20 laps, officially, that was Russo, Hanks, O'Connor, Agabation, and Bettenhausen. Eddie Sachs was sixth, seventh, Jimmy Bryan, eighth, Andy Linden, ninth, Johnny Boyd, and tenth, Johnny Thompson.
And now, coming up to the 100-mile mark, the leader's changing rapidly in the past 50 miles as some of the cars begin to make early pit stops.
It's Hanks, Russo, Bryan, Agabation, and the speed is a new track record for 100 miles, 140.023.
Many of the cars have been in the pits, including the leaders, Bettenhausen, Sachs, Agabation, Teague, O'Connor, and Sam Hanks. The highlights of some of these frantic pit stops included Johnny Tolan, who ended up backwards in his pit. Bettenhausen's crew had a lot of trouble removing the right rear wheel. Sam Hanks made a fast 43-second pit stop.
Come on, go ahead and turn the engine off.
Kill it.
Oh.
Our stereo microphones in the northeast turn have picked up this sound.
The caution flag is out. The reason for the yellow light is an accident involving car number 57, driven by Jimmy Daywall.
12 minutes and 45 seconds later, the race is back on.